Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Vaishampayana Uvacha Eva Muktvatu Bhagavan Gunamstasya Mahatmanaha Upaspruśya Shuchir Bhutva Katayama Sadhimataha. And after saying those words, Vasudeva, that is Vishnu, he started his discourse on Mahadeva. So by Upaspruśya, by doing Achamanam. By doing Achamanam, he recited the names of Mahadeva. Different kinds of Achamanam are described in the Agamas and the Puranas. So he recited, he does the Achamanam for Lord Shiva, and then he starts reciting the glories of Mahadeva. Vasudeva uvacha shushrushadvam brahmanendras tvam cha tata yudhishthira tvam chapagheya namani shrinushveha kapardhine yatavaptam cha me purvam sambaheto sudushkaram yatavad bhagavan drishto maya purvam samadina. Here Kapardhi is used by Krishna. Again, in the 161st chapter of the Anushasana Parvam, again Krishna recites the glories of Yudhishthira. There also he addresses Kapardhi, Pranjali Kshatarudrigam. I worship that personality who is named as Kapardhi every morning. Whenever I get up early in the morning, I worship Mahadeva with Shatarudram, the verses. Shatarudram is the essence of the Vedas. There is not a hymn that is equal to Rudram. Vidyasu Shruti Rudkrishta Rudra Ekadashini Shrutau. He says that to Yudhishthira at a later stage in Mahabharata. So every day morning I worship him and then I start my duties. And there also he uses the word Kapardhi. Here also he uses the word Kapardhi. Very specific word which comes five times in Rudram for Lord Shiva. Vidyam danu kapardhino vishalyopanavagam uta. First anuvakam. Namah kapardhine chavyukta keshaya cha namah sagasrakshaya cha shatatanvane cha namo. Fifth anuvakam. Namah kapardhine cha pulastaye cha namo goshtyaya cha grihyaya cha namah. Ninth anuvakam. Imagam rudraya tavase kapardhine ekshaya dviraya prabara mahematim. Tenth anuvakam. Ye bhutanam adipatayo vishikasa kapardhinaha. So what does this Kapardhi? This is 11th anuvakam. So first anuvakam, fifth anuvakam, ninth anuvakam, 10th anuvakam, 11th anuvakam of Rudram. Five times it comes in Rudram. What does Kapardhi mean? Who has the matted locks of hair, Mahadeva. That's how he is described. He has the matted locks of hair on his head. And from one of the matted locks only appeared Veerabhadra to destroy the Dakshayajna. And here Krishna addresses him as Kapardhi. Yadavaptam Samba. So Samba is actually, Samba is another name for Lord Shiva. Shiva plus Amba is Samba. But one of the sons of Krishna whom he acquired through the grace of Lord Shiva is also Samba. Through Jambavati, he got a son named Samba. He named him as Samba because he acquired from Lord Shiva. So in days of yore, I had to do a terrible penance to obtain a son named Samba. Verily, that illustrious deity was seen by me when I was in yoga. So that's why he says at a later stage, Paramhi Brahma Kaditam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. By concentrating myself in yoga, I recited the verses of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is actually the words of Lord Shiva, and it is Shiva Swarupam. You have seen that many times. And here also he says, in yoga, I went into yogic contemplation and meditated on Mahadeva for many years. And then he says, after 12 years had expired, and then Shambhare Nihate Purvam Raukmineyena Dhimata Atite Dvadashe Varshe Jambavatya Bravidimam. Rukmini gave birth to Krishna, had sons named Pradyumna Charudeshna, and he acquired those sons by doing penance on Lord Shiva. And after this, Jambavati is another wife of Krishna. Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, many wives are there for Krishna. And Jambavati addressed him, பிரத்யும்ன சாருதேஷ்ணாதீன் ருக்மிண்யா வீக்ஷ்ய புத்திரகான் புத்திரார்த்தினி மாம் உபேத்திய வாக்கியமாக யுதிஷ்டிர சூரம் பலவதாம் ஸ்ரேஷ்டம் காந்தரூபம் அகல்மஷம் ஆத்மதுல்யம் மம சுதம் பிரயச்சாச்சுத மாச்சிரம். ஓ டியர் டியர் கிருஷ்ணா, யூ ஹாவ் அக்வயர்ட் த்ரூ ருக்மிணி யூ ஹாவ் கிவன் சன்ஸ் லைக் பிரத்யும்னா சாருதேஷ்ணா. I want a son who is foremost in heroism and foremost of mighty men and possessed of great features and also sinless in conduct. I want a son. Just like you worship Lord Shiva, you begot sons through Rukmini. So just like that I want a son. So please worship Mahadeva and then thou had adored the Lord of all creatures.
Aradhya Tvaya Dvadasha Varshani Vratibhutena Shushyata Aradhya Pashubartharam Rukminyam Chanitaksutaha.
You had worshipped Lord Shiva, observing a woe for 12 years by applying the holy ashes, Basma, Tripundradharanam, Basmadharanam. You had worshipped the Lord of all creatures, Mahadeva, and you begot sons through Rukmini, Charudeshna, Sucharu and Pradyumna. Like that, I need a son who is illustrious and who is sinless in conduct. And then Krishna decided to do a penance. And tatraham adbhutan bhavan apashyam girisattame kshetram cha tapasam shreshtam pashyam yadbhutam uttamam divyam vayagra padyasya upamanyor mahatmanaha pooditam devagandharvair brahmata lakshmya samavritam. He arrived at a mountain called Himavat, and that was considered to be the foremost of all mountains. Himavat giri kanyakaha. Shiva Sankalpa Upanishad 25th verse. Kailasa shikarabhasa himavad giri kanyakaha neelakantam trinetram cha tanme manas shiva sankalpamastu. The one who resides in Kailasha and the one who is eternally with that himavad giri kanyakaha. Kanyaka means daughter, and then himavad means mountain. The one who is residing eternally with the daughter of the mountains, Parashakti, Uma, Ambika, Annapurna, and who is also neelakantam, who is blue throated on account of drinking the entire poison to save the entire universe, and also Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Trinetram, he is also three-eyed. Tanme Manaha, let me contemplate on that. Lord Shiva alone and not anyone else. So that's where it describes. He went to the foremost of mountains, Himavat, and then he had very wonderful sights. He saw a lot of people were doing intense penance for Lord Shiva. And that's where he saw the high-souled Upamanyor Mahatmanaha, who was the descendant of Vyagrapada. Vyagrapadyasya, Vyagrapada, who was the descendant of Vyagrapada, like father, like son. He was also a great soul and he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And then,
Tatrashrama pade shreshte sarvabhuta manorame sevite dvijashardulair veda vedanga paragaihi. பிரபும்.
He saw many great souls dedicating themselves in reciting the Vedas and Upanishads, and also high-souled rishis doing terrible penance. And then he saw a great sage who was shining with resplendence. Divine tejas was coming out of his body, and he had the matted locks. The rishis also have the matted locks. So Upamanyu Maharshi was described as having matted locks on his head, and he was with full penance and complete energy. He was waiting upon his disciples and he was looking like a young person. And he was Upamanyu. His name was Upamanyu. And then Shirasa Vandamanam Maam Upamanyura Bhashata, Shirasa Vandamanam, I prostrated in front of him. Krishna is talking this to, now till now we saw Bhishma was describing the glory of Lord Shiva to the Pandavas, and then he requests Krishna. Now Krishna is reciting the glory of Lord Shiva to the Pandavas. So how he met Upamanyu Maharshi, what all happened. So and then I bowed to Upamanyu Maharshi.
Tamaham pranjalir bhutva mrigapakshishva தாக்னிஷு தர்மேச்ச சிஷ்யவர்கேச்ச சமப்ருச்சம் anamayam.
And then Krishna says, I joined my hands and then I offered my obeisances, I offered my humble prostrations to him, and then I asked about the well-being of all the beings, animals and birds and rishis and everybody in that Himavat mountain, and also the well-being of Upamanyu Maharshi's disciples. And then, as we already know, Upamanyu Maharshi, who is a great devotee of Lord Shiva, he knew why Krishna has come. And then he says, Tapak sumahadastaya toshayeshanam ishwaram ihadeva sapasnika samakridatya dokshaja ihainam daivata shreshtam deva sarshi gana pura tapasa brahmacharyena satyena cha dhamena cha. Oh Krishna, you will obtain a son through Jambavati, no doubt. With no doubt, you will obtain a son, definitely. Without even Krishna saying. So Upamanyu Maharshi was able to understand that he has come only for asking a son from Mahadeva, and then he will obtain a son without any doubt. That's what Upamanyu Maharshi says. And then you do severe penances to gratify Ishana, the Lord of all creatures. And then he says, the divine master of the entire universe. Master, he uses the word master. Veeradam Muyalagan Mudugil Urkal Vaitha Vithaga. Nandanar sings, Vithaga. Vithaga means in Tamil means master of the entire universe. The divine master is eternally present in this place along with his spouse. Now we have to understand, Mahadeva is always eternally present in that Parakailasha, which is the highest world. But he is also present in many of the Shiva Kshetras, he's all pervading. But he's through his he's also, if you see Thiruvannamalai, you can experience him. And also if you go to Kashi, you can experience him. Likewise, Upamanyu Maharshi says he is eternally present here along with his spouse, and he is ready to bless all his devotees. And he is also at the same time Vishwadipo Rudro Maharshi. He is present beyond the universe in Parakailasha, eternally being served by Mukta Jivas. And then, O Janardana, it was here that the deities with all the rishis in days of yore gratified that foremost of deities. All the devatas and danavas and rishis in days of yore gratified. They got the blessings of the divine Mahadeva. They got the vision of Mahadeva here in this place, by practicing Brahmacharya and by surrendering to him. This Shiva Sahasranamam that we are going to see in Mahabharata, that was recited by Upamanyu Maharshi to Krishna, and Krishna recited that to the Pandavas. But the other one is we see where Vishnu worshipped him with 1,000 lotuses, and then he was missing one of the because Mahadeva wanted to test his true devotion, so he would steal one of the lotuses from there. And then Netre. Netram cha neta jagatam prapurvai padma sannibam tada prabriti tamprahuhu padmakshamiti suvratam. So this is present in the Linga Purana, 177th verse of the 98th chapter, first canto. After giving one of the eyes to Lord Shiva, surrendering it to the feet of Lord Shiva, Vishnu acquired the Sudarshana Chakra, and then Mahadeva blesses him that since you surrendered one of your eyes, you will be known as Padmaksha, you will be known as lotus eyed. Your eyes will be compared to that of, you will be having eyes equal to that of lotus. So that was one thing that Vishnu acquired from Lord Shiva, and the other thing was Sudarshana Chakra. Narada Puranam, Uttarabhagam, 73rd chapter, the greatness of Trayambakeshwara, in that the 105th verse says, Murari Netrarchida Padapadma. The Murari Vishnu, Jaimini Maharshi says, Murari Vishnu worshipped you, O Lord Shiva. This is the glorification of Lord Shiva. He says, Murari worshipped you with his netram, and he surrendered that eyes of his to your feet, and then he got the Sudarshana Chakra. That's what Upamanyu Maharshi reminds him. And that discuss, how is that Sudarshana Chakra? Utpaditam Vrishankena Deepta Jvalana Sannibam Dattam Bhagavata Tubhyam Durdarshe Tejasadbhutam. It is shining, it is wonderful and irresistible in energy. In consequence of its blazing energy, Mahadeva named it as Sudarshana. And that is in your hands. With that only Vishnu is able to defeat all the demons. And then Swayambhuva Kratushchapi Putrartha Mabhavat Pura Avishya Yoge Natmanam Trini Varsha Shatanyapi Tasya Chopa Dadau Putran Sagasram Kratu Sammitan.
Brahma, in days of yore, just like you worshipped Mahadeva, O Vishnu, Brahma, in days of yore, worshipped, made a sacrifice.
Avo Rajana Madvarasya Rudragam Hotaragam.
He is the king of Yajnas. Mahadeva is described as the king of Yajnas. So Brahma worshipped him in days of yore in order to obtain children and in order to create the universe. The creation and maintenance are done by Brahma and Vishnu only by the grace of Lord Shiva. Mahadeva is helping them by residing in their heart.
Tukishrutam Gartasadam Yuvanam Mrganna Bhimamupahatna Mugram Devanagam Kritagebhyo. He is present in the heart of all the living entities, including the demigods, including the devatas like Brahma and Vishnu.
Yajnavalkya itikyata Rishik Paramadharmikaha Aradhyasa Mahadevam Praptavana Natulam Yashaha.
Yajnavalkya Maharshi also worshipped him. Yajnavalkya Maharshi is the seer of Ishavasya Upanishad. He is the Rishi of Ishavasya Upanishad. He experienced Lord Shiva and then he gave the beautiful 18 verses of Ishavasya Upanishad describing Lord Shiva. Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Vihitam Mukam. That personality behind the effulgence should be meditated upon, who is golden in complexion, who is three-eyed. His divine features and characteristics one should meditate on, and that's how one can obtain the true knowledge.
Upamanyu Maharshi says to Krishna, Yajnavalkya Maharshi also, he got the grace of Lord Shiva, he worshipped Mahadeva, he attained great fame.
Vedadhyasascha Yogatma Parashara Suto Munihi Sopi Shankara Maradhya Praptavan Atulam Yashaha Valakilya Magavatha Jnatak Purakila.
This Vyasa, Parashara Maharshi's son Vyasa, also worshipped Lord Shiva. So there was a Vyasa Ashtakam. Vyasa sings a beautiful Ashtakam for Lord Shiva that is available in my channel, which is present in the Skanda Purana Kashi Kanda. So there are part 1 and part 2 lecture, one can check it out. And then
Shakrena tu pura devo Varanasyam janardana aradito bhut bhaktena digvasa basma kuntitaha.
By embellishing his body, by embellishing his entire body with the holy ashes, Indra, Surendra, Mahendra worshipped Lord Shiva in Varanasi to get rid of all his sins. So there is nothing that is greater than Mahadeva. No one. Nothing is equal to him. Nothing is greater than him. And then Tejasa, Tapasa, Kirtya, Tvatsamona, Bhavishyati. Even Narada Maharshi worshipped Lord Shiva. And then he got the boon saying that Gitena Vaditavyena Nityam Mam Anuyasyasi. Mahadeva said to Narada, no one shall be your equal, O Narada, in terms of singing songs. In terms of instrumental music, no one can be equal to you. So you shall always glorify me with the songs and with the music. He blesses Narada Maharshi. And then finally, after describing every Rishi, every Maharshi, even Brahma, even Vishnu, Indra, all the Danavas, even they worship Lord Shiva. And finally, he comes to himself. Upamanyu Maharshi says,
Sakshat Pashupati Stata Tachapi Shrinumadava Yadartam Chamaya Deva Prayatena Tathavibo Prabodito Mahateja Tamchapi Shrinuvistaram Yatavaptam Chame Purvam Deva Devan Maheshwarat Tatsarvam Nikilenadya Katayishyami Tenaga Pura Krita Yuge Tata Rishirasin Mahayashaha Vyagrapada Itikyato Veda Vedanga Parakaha Tasya Hamabhava Putro Daumyaschapi Mamanujaha.
O Madhava, in former times I succeeded in obtaining a sight of the God of Gods, the Supreme Ishvara Mahadeva, who is described as Anishvara, who is the master of all the creatures, who is also described as Pashupati in the Vedas. And then he describes his experience with Lord Shiva. So how the incident happened, how the meeting of Mahadeva happened. And then he says, in ancient times, in Krita Yuga, so he says, the Satya Treta Dwapara Kali, there are four yugas, we are in Kali Yuga.
So Krita Yuga is also called as Satya Yuga. So in Krita Yugam, there was a rishi of great fame named Vyagrapada, and I was his descendant. I am the son of Vyagrapada, that's what he says. And then he describes,
Kasya Chitvata Kalasya Daumyena Sahamadava.
Daumya was the brother of Upamanyu Maharshi.
Agacham Ashram Kridan. Agacham Ashramam Kridan. Muninam Bhavitatmanam Tatrapicha Maya Drishta. Duhyamana Payasvini. Lakshitamcha Maya Kshiram Kaduto Hyamrutopamam. Tatoham Abruvam Balya. Janani Matma Nastata.
He says, I came across a group of rishis who were clean souls, and then I came across a group of rishis, and then they were milking the cow, and I saw the milk. It appeared to me like amrita. By the grace of the rishis, I got that milk from them, and then when I drank that milk, it was like amrita for me. Amritartam prapannartam yasavidya pradayini. The giver of the knowledge of that ultimate amrita, ultimate immortal knowledge, is given by Parashakti. Tam Ishana Manoramam. So he experiences this taste of amrita in that milk that was given by the rishis to Upamanyu Maharshi. And then I came home and then, impelled by childishness, oh mother, give me some milk. Because that milk was so tasty, I wanted more of that milk. So that's what, so, and then in that mood, I requested my mother, Vyagrapada Maharshi's wife. I requested my mother with milk. And then it goes on.
Kshirodana samayuktam bhojanam hi prayachame abhavaschaiva dugdasya dukkita janani tada.
So there was no milk at that time in the house. And then my mother was much grieved at my, and but my mother, you know, the Vatsalya Bhavam, the mother always wants, when a small child comes and asks for something, a mother will never deny because of the Vatsalya Bhavam. Oh, my child has asked this, I cannot deny this. So what she did was, she couldn't say no. Oh, there is no milk, Upamanyu. She couldn't say no. So she took the piece of rice, you know, when you boil the rice, what happens? There is some water that is remaining. So she just took that water away after boiling that rice, and then she said that this is milk, oh mother. But here one point to be noted, the Upamanyu Maharshi's mother did not know that Upamanyu Maharshi had drank milk from the rishis. She did not know. So, but she couldn't deny the words of, she couldn't say, no, we don't have milk in the house. So she just boiled the rice, and then she took the remaining water from there, and then she gave that as a milk, Upamanyu Maharshi. And then after drinking that, Upamanyu Maharshi thought, okay, this is not actually true milk. And then he says, out of childishness, Upamanyu Maharshi goes and says to his mother,
Tato ham bruvam balya janani matma Nastada Nedam Kshirodanam Martyatvam Me Dattavatyasi.
He says, you have not given me true milk, O mother. This is not milk. I have actually drank the milk that rishis gave me, and this doesn't look like milk. And then the mother, she was filled with complete sorrow and grief, and then she embraced Upamanyu Maharshi. She says,
Kutakshiram vanastanam muninam girivasinam bhavananam vanashanam vamashram anivasinam.
We dwell in the asylums, we dwell in the forest and woods. We abstain from all kinds of food. And whenever we don't have a proper home, O child, we are bound by poverty. And then
Nadigahvara shaileshu tirteshu vivideshu cha tapasa jaraya nityanam shivonak paramagatihi.
We dwell in the banks of the rivers and caves, and sometimes in the mountains, and we go to tirthas. We don't even have a proper home. What to speak of having proper food? And we recite the mantras of Lord Shiva, sacred mantras of Lord Shiva, with Shiva being the highest refuge for us, Shivona Paramagatihi, she says. And then she goes on to say,
Aprasadya virupaksham varadam sthanum avyayam kutakshirodhanam vatsa sukani vasanani cha tam prapadya sada vatsa sarvabhavena shankaram tat prasadaccha kamebhyah phalam prapsyasi putraka.
Without gratifying that sthanu, sthirakstanu prabhurbhimah, Shivasakasranamam starts off, the second name is sthanu for Lord Shiva. So without gratifying, the mother says, without gratifying Sthanu of unfading glory, who has three eyes, one can never obtain the material enjoyment as well as liberation. Bhukti or Mukti, one has to depend on Mahadeva alone, O child. There is no other option. So, and then one can obtain anything, any kind of enjoyment in this world, or liberation by devoting themselves to Mahadeva. Tat prasadaccha kamebhyah phalam prapsyasi putraka. Oh son, do thou devote yourself to Maheshwara, who is the Supreme Soul, who is Paramatma, who is the Parabrahmam, who is Bhagavan, who is Ishwara, who is Anishwara, who is Paratpara, who is the Supreme of the Supreme.
Jananyas tadvachah shrutva tada prabriti shatruhan pranjalih pranato bhutva idam ambama chodayam.
Upamanyu Maharshi, after hearing the words of his mother, he joined his hands. Pranjalihi, he joined his hands. Pranjalihi means joining his hands in humble mood. And then he bowed to her and then asked him. So with this statement of Upamanyu Maharshi, we'll be ending this class and we'll be seeing what is the reply of Upamanyu Maharshi's mother, how she describes Lord Shiva and how Upamanyu Maharshi is going to do penance to Lord Shiva and have the vision of Lord Shiva.
Koyam amba mahadeva sakatamcha prasidati kutraba vasate devo drashtavyo va katanchana.
Oh mother, who is this Mahadeva? Who is Lord Shiva? Who is this Mahadeva? In what way I can gratify him? And where does he reside? How may he be seen? With what he becomes pleased? So he asks a few list of questions. Who is this Mahadeva? In what way I can gratify him? And where does he reside? How may he be seen? So with that, we will close this class. So here, one important thing is that Upamanyu Maharshi knew the glory of Lord Shiva by surrendering to a guru, and his guru was none other than his own mother. And we'll be discussing how his mother glorifies Lord Shiva. So it's very, very important to surrender to a guru and take Shiva Diksha. Just like how Krishna did, how Upamanyu Maharshi did to his mother.
Diyate cha Shiva Jnanam Kshiyate Pashabandhanam.
If we want to know anything, you know, in school and college itself, we have to seek a teacher to understand the knowledge that is present in the books. That is material knowledge that is going to give us name, fame, wealth and knowledge. What to speak of the Divya Jnana? What to speak of the Shiva Jnana, which is the highest of the highest, which is the highest spiritual knowledge that one can gain. So one definitely needs a guru.
Yasya deve para bhaktihi yatha deve tatha gurau.
Shvetashvatara Upanishad last verse ends by saying, Yasya deve para bhaktihi, how much amount of bhakti you have for that deva, that supreme Mahadeva,
yatha deve tatha gurau.
You have to have the same amount of bhakti for that supreme guru who teaches you Shiva bhakti. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Mundaka Upanishad, first canto, second chapter, 12th verse. Shrotriyam, seek, go and surrender to a person who knows. Shrotriyam, Shrotriyam comes from the word Shruti, who is, Shruti means the Vedas and Upanishads. Shrotriyam, who has mastered the Vedas and Upanishads. Brahmanishtam, who is eternally in Shivanishta. So with that said, we will see what Upamanyu Maharshi mother, how she describes Lord Shiva to Upamanyu Maharshi, and then how he had the vision, how he did penance and how he had the vision of Lord Shiva. So those are very beautiful references, how Upamanyu Maharshi describes Lord Shiva with beautiful verses. It aligns with the Vedantic description of Lord Shiva. So we'll be seeing that tomorrow. As I said, this will continue for a few weeks. This is not something that can be done in 2 days like I did for Nandi. Because Nandi's episode was small, I was able to complete in 2 days. But this is a very, very lengthy episode and there are a lot of things to be learnt in this. So this will go on for a few weeks. With that, I'll conclude this class by chanting a Kshama Prarthana Mantra and then we can take up some questions. Om Yadakshara Padabhrishtam Matrahinam Tiyad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Parameshvara Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Padabhadaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshvara Aparada Sagastrani Kriyante Harnisham Maya Daso Yamiti Mam Matva Kshamasva Parameshvara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karinya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshvari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karinya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshvara Etat Sarvam ಶ್ರೀ ಉಮಾಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ಲಲಿತಾಂಬಿಕೆ ಸಾಂಬ ಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಗೌರಿ ಸಮೇತ ಸಾಂಬ ಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ಕರಚರಣಕೃತಂ ವಾಕ್ಕಾಯಚಂ ಕರ್ಮಚಂ ವಾ ಶ್ರವಣನಯನಚಂ ವಾ ಮಾನಸಂ ವಾ ಅಪರಾಧಂ ವಿಹಿತಂ ಅವಿಹಿತಂ ವಾ ಸರ್ವಂ ಏತತ್ ಕ್ಷಮಸ್ವ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಕರುಣಾ ಅಬ್ಧೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಶಂಭೋ ಮಾತಾ ಚ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಪಿತಾ ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಬಂಧವಾ ಶಿವಭಕ್ತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವದೇಶೋ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ ಸಾಂಬ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮಃ ಸಾಂಬ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮಃ ಸಾಂಬ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮಃ ಉಪಮನ್ಯು ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ್ ಹರ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್.